Americans for Peace Now is hosting retired Brigadier General Ilan Paz. He's on a speaking tour in the United States. Ilan has been in Los Angeles earlier this week, and he's now here in Washington. Brigadier General Paz is familiar both with the security situation in the West Bank and Gaza and with the political dimension of Israeli-Palestinian relations. Until not long ago, between 2002 and 2005, he was the head of Israel's civil administration in the West Bank. General Paz, many are saying that the peace process is stuck because we have a Hamas government in Gaza, a weak Palestinian authority in the West Bank, and a right-wing government in Israel. What do you think can be done to advance efforts toward Israeli-Palestinian peace?
First of all, I think that it's a question of leaders. Benjamin Netanyahu is going to create a right-wing coalition in the Israeli side. I hope he will understand that when he sits on the chair with his responsibility, he can't continue be on the high tree he's now concerning his declaration during the years he was the head of the opposition. And I think he will find some letters. Some of them will be given to him by his partners. Some of them will be given to him, I hope, by the Americans. Some of them by the world. And some of them by himself, knowing what is the real direction that the Israeli population wants him to go. And I believe that the real direction is to continue the peace negotiations on the basis of a two-state solution, because we don't have another solution. We have to understand that if peace process is going to an end, and if the windows of opportunity to create peace on the basis of two-state solution will be ended, we will have to decide whether we are going to be a state of all its residents or an apartheid state. It is the only two possibilities if the option of two-state solution is over. And I believe that Bibi Netanyahu and his new coalition will understand it and will continue the efforts to reach any kind of peace agreement with the Palestinian side. Concerning the Palestinian side, first of all, we ask ourselves whether Abu Mazen can deliver, and isn't he too weak? And my answer is, first of all, he is our only partner. I can't see another partner that will be stronger than him and will continue the peace efforts. Maybe Barghouti in the long future, I don't know, his power is now on a high level, partially because he's in jail. I don't know how much power he will have when he will be released, and how he will be released. If he will be released by his own, because Israel believes that he will be her partner, our partner, I'm not sure he will be strong. If he will be released by the Hamas, I'm not sure he will be strong. So nowadays we have Abu Mazen and we have to continue. And another thing is, we should understand that we can influence his power if we will continue peace efforts. If we will, with him, continue our efforts to increase the level of the Palestinian economy, to ease the daily life of the Palestinians in the West Bank, to reach a ceasefire agreement over Gaza Strip. The Palestinian population will enlarge the support of Abu Mazen and weaken the support of Hamas, and then I believe he will be able to deliver a future agreement. Concerning Hamas, we saw that even after a very aggressive attack over Gaza, Hamas is not getting weaker. Maybe even the opposite. Maybe he is stronger than before the strike. Anyway, because we didn't want to talk with Hamas, even through third side, over ceasefire, we are standing, we are facing in Gaza the same situation as we were before. And we understood during the operation that we should not put in front of ourselves a goal to demolish and to destroy Hamas government in Gaza Strip, because we understood that the other alternative are worse than this alternative. This was the reason, I believe. So we understood that Hamas leadership in Gaza Strip is the best option out of the reasonable option we've got. And I believe the next step is to change our attitude toward the efforts that Abu Mazen is doing concerning reaching an agreement with Hamas in order to join Hamas to his government and to create a united government. I believe that if he won't reach this kind of an agreement with them, Hamas will continue to be stronger and to increase his level of support in the Palestinian population. If he will be inside the government with the responsibility and under only two demands, one, to let Abu Mazen continue peace negotiation, and two, to agree to continue implementing the previous agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. Between the line, you can say it is mostly like the quartet demands, but it will give a ladder to the Hamas to get to climb down from the tree he is.
Let me just ask you a quick question about settlements. The next government will have in it a pretty serious representation of the settlers' lobby.
Yeah.
What realistically can be done, do you think, to try to freeze settlement activity?
You know, the previous governments of Israel gave an obligations even, to the American, and made a governmental decision to stop the creation of new settlements, to freeze the construction of settlements, and to evacuate outposts. The next government cannot ignore these obligations, and the United States cannot say, okay, it's another government, they will decide what they should do. This obligation is an international obligation to the best allies Israel have, and it means Israel is trying to remove the greatest obstacle in front of continuing peace negotiation. And we cannot say we will continue the construction, we will continue parallel peace negotiation. It doesn't go together.
Thank you, Brigadier General Paz.
Thank you.